familiar with the area, I'm sure you know where Tiny Town is.
Heard you mention it. I've heard it mentioned before, but I couldn't tell you.
Where K Drive is?
Yeah, I was on there today. I turned right on the K Drive off of 123.
Come up to the, come off of K Drive, or turn to, on to K Drive on 123. Come up, you'll cross the railroad tracks and come around a curve up to a four-way stop sign. That's Latham. And if you'll turn right on Latham, you'll go down about, three-quarters of a mile and turn back to the left on Frontier. I live on Frontier.
Oh, you were back there somewhere. I remember crossing over Latham. I go that way every once in a while. If I happen to need to be at that part of town, it cuts me across over to 183 and then Thomas Mill and all that Hester Store Road. But anyway, I did think about you when we drove through there because I knew you lived there close.
Appreciate you thinking about me. Next time y'all in this area, give me a holler. If we're here, you're more than welcome to come by. I tell everybody that I prefer you give me a call, not because I want to know that you're coming, but because you might get here and we may be going to a doctor's appointment or something. You know, I hate for you to make the trip for nothing. But if you're in the area, just give me a holler. We're normally here, other than having to go to the doctor's offices and that sort of thing.
We never show up without announcing or calling first. Surprise. All right, Gary, that's it. I just wanted to say hello and had a good night going tonight. And I wanted to kind of drag it out a little bit for you. I've been sitting here trying to set up WSJT on my Windows machine with the 857, but I think I got something going on with the 857. It doesn't seem to be transmitting, so see if I can figure that out without staying up too late. Have a good night, Gary. Appreciate you calling the net, and we'll talk to you later. KI4DOS and 4ZLK.
Well, y'all take care and tell Beth we said hello. And I'm sure that Connor and Gabrielle will enjoy that bassinet, and I bet it is really pretty. You should have taken a picture so you could have shared it. But keep up the good work and enjoy your woodworking. That's a lot of fun, and it's also a good hobby. Give you something to do on a rainy day. 73 Shane, we'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, hope you enjoy or doing well. Please check in and out Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November, my wife Sabrina. We're over here in Chesney. Just check us in and out, but hope you are doing well. And 73 to everyone on the net.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtruck, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4UHX. That's Mr. Jamie and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN. That's Miss Sabrina. They're up there at Chesney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Sabrina we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, you sound a little under the weather tonight. That crud in your voice has come back, I guess. I hope you get feeling better there, young man, so we can talk again. But in the meantime, you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73. Next up on the stump is KG4ZGS, Mr. Chris, up here in Campobello. Chris, what have you been up to there, young man?
Hey, Gary, this is KG4ZGS. Nice to talk to you tonight. I was kind of thinking about what I wanted to talk about, and I heard you and Shane there talking in 4ZLK. Hey there, Shane. Recently I've gotten into more radio stuff. I've gotten into GMRS, but I kind of wanted to vamp on what y'all have talking about woodworking. I haven't done much in the way of woodworking. I took a wood turning class at the John C. Campbell Folk School and spent a weekend learning a little bit about the lathe. And I also took another weekend class over there for like beginner's blacksmithing. And that was pretty fun. Got to work on a coal forge and stuff like that. Bend some metal around an anvil and twist it up and make cool there in the blacksmith shop. But I never got proficient at any woodworking or metalworking. But by trade, I'm a violin player, and I teach violin for a living. And I used to own a business where, like, I guess talking about like power tools and stuff like that, the most proficient power tool I ever got was a buffer. I learned how to buff cars and buff on clear coat and take out scratches and stuff like that, and I learned how to do touch-up paint. My childhood friend Jared taught me how to do that. So I was listening to Shane talk about, you know, kind of getting the feel for it and knowing what you're doing, and that's kind of how I became buffing cars. I could feel, like, I could look at a car and tell how much clear coat I was working with, and then once I got the buffer on the car, I could really start to feel my way around it. So the first little bit of time, I burned a few cars when I was learning how to do it, but over time, I got really good at it, and I'd only burn a car maybe once every 2 years or so. So that's kind of what it's making me think of when y'all were talking about your woodworking.
So I did not know that you were a violinist. That's nice to know. You know, I love listening to the violin, and I like the fiddle better than I do the violin, to be honest. But yeah, how that goes. I have a friend. His father used to make instruments. Mainly, he made guitars, but he had a pattern for a violin. And some of that wood is really the way he has to shape it and bend it. And he had a steamer and all this weird stuff that I knew nothing about. But he made some beautiful instruments. But I thought, you know, well, maybe I'd like to try making one of those one of these new. I changed my mind real quick. You know, I decided I'm not going to try even attempt to make a violin.
Well, Gary, you're speaking my language. Fiddle is my preferred style of play. I play for contra dances around the Southeast, and I'll be playing in Charleston in March. And a lot of what we play is like Irish music. We got old-time Appalachian, a little bit of New England music, a little French-Canadian. So, but mostly I would say old-time, which is like Irish and Scottish heritage, but it's in the Appalachian Mountains, so it's got kind of a more country feel. Not like country music, I should say it like that, but it's like folk mountain music, you know. So that's what I like to play. And I've known some people that make violins, and sometime I would love to get a handmade 5-string violin. That's the 4 strings of a violin plus the 5th low string that a viola has. I'd love to get myself a 5-string fiddle sometime. I was thinking about that too while y'all were talking about your woodworking. The violin's made out of maple and the top is made out of spruce. That's about the extent of my woodworking knowledge. I can play the thing, I can't build it.
Yeah, you're one up on me. I can't even play one. I told my wife a long time ago I'd love to get me a 5-string banjo. And she said, well, get you one and learn to play it. I was talking to a gentleman up in, just outside of Statesville, North Carolina. They had a little hamburger restaurant up there. It was a small restaurant. Make the best hamburgers, still do. But they play folk music there on the weekends. And this man was sitting out there. He was picking that five-string banjo. And I said, well, tell me, you know, how long does it take you to pick a banjo? He said, I'll tell you. Get you a banjo, go out on a dirt road on a full moon and start picking it when the moon first comes up, and sit there and pick on it till daylight. And by the time the moon, the daylight comes up and the moon sets, he said, you'll be able to play. And I started laughing at him then, but I thought that was a pretty good way to tell somebody the way to learn to play a banjo.
Love that. I picked up a banjo several years back. I took a class on playing three-finger style, which is more bluegrass. But I prefer playing old-time music. Old-time is kind of the precursor to bluegrass, maybe the generation before or a couple generations before. Bluegrass is more of a product of the 20th century. But I like an old-time banjo. They call that clawhammer, or they also call it frailing. And so I learned a little bit of three-finger picking, but I prefer the sound of frailing. So I've done a little bit of attempt on that clawhammer. And I knew one guy many years back that I jammed with, and he did three-finger, he did clawhammer, and he also had his own style as a two-finger banjo pick. And he would kind of incorporate all three of those while he was playing, and he was just a solid player. It was really fun to jam with him.
Amazing. My father-in-law had a 12-string guitar, and he had other guitars as well, but he always called it making music. He said, we're going to go make some music. And I could sit and listen to them play. Really enjoyed it, and never got tired of it. You know, they played old stuff, you know, the old folk songs, and as you were calling it, like the heritage songs and that sort of thing, that have been passed down through the ages, and I could sit and listen to it for hours.
Yeah, that's an interesting phrase, making music. I like that. As a teacher, it's always my goal to get a student to the level where they can make music. There's lots of students out there that can play notes on an instrument, and some of them can make some of those notes sound pretty good, and or even most of their notes sound pretty good, you know, or all of them. But there's a difference between playing notes on an instrument and making music, and it's up to the artist. A lot of there's a big psychological hurdle in playing music, and that's putting yourself into the music. When you kind of surrender to the music like that, it leaves you feeling vulnerable, so that most people reject that feeling, where they don't want to put too much of their emotion into the music that they're playing, so they kind of hold back. And when you finally help someone break through to the level where they can really just feel the music while they're playing it and put their feelings into the music, that's what I call making music. That's more than playing notes on an instrument.
This KI4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KG4ZGS, Mr. Chris, up there in Campobello. Well, Chris, my wife is musical. She plays the piano. She played for several different churches and things like that. She hasn't played in a while. She decided that our goddaughter lives in Tennessee, wanted her sons to learn to play the piano, so she gave her piano to our great-grandchildren, our goddaughter's they're our grandkids with our goddaughter and her husband. Anyway, they live up in Nashville. And Joey's dad was musical. I tell people I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket if I had to listen to some good music.
Right on, Gary. Well, that's awesome. It's good to be surrounded by music. It's good to go see live music. And in the age of AI, where there's lots of interesting computer-generated music online, I just more and more prefer to see a live show or be part of a live show. So anyway, well, I'll let you get back to your evening. Thanks for letting me holler at you on the rag too there. Just wanted to vamp on what y'all were talking about and stretch the net out a little, like Shane said there. So I'll let you get back to it there, Gary. KI4DOS, this is KG4ZGS. I appreciated talking with you, sir, and 73s to you and everyone on the net.
I enjoyed it. Come back. We'll do it again sometime soon, I hope. But you be careful when you go down to Charleston and traveling when you're playing your violin. And have a good time and just enjoy yourself and make some music and make a lot of other people happy. You folks that are musically inclined are very blessed. Like I said, I can't carry a tune in a bucket with a lid on it. But I really enjoy the folks that do make music and share it with the rest of us. 73, my friend, we'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KM4AIT, Kilo Mike 4 Alpha Indie Tango. This Vince out of Moore Springs, South Carolina, Gary. I'll have a comment.
KM4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KM4AIT, Mr. Vince up there in Boiling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Vince. I'll be back to you in just a minute or two. Got one more in front of you, and then it'll be your turn. But hang in there. We'll get together here in just a minute. Next up on the stump is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in Northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Joan been up to?
This is WB4FEE down here in Northern Simpsonville. We just been cooling it, you know, nothing in particular. since I retired from driving about a year or so ago, and I've just been working out here in my woodworking shop, you know, doing some pins and things, you know. But lately I went up and took me a class on making some segmented bowls. And I'm having fun with that right now there, over.
I'll tell you what, there's one thing about you. You don't sit still and let no grass grow. I got this ink pen from you that you turned and all that. And I've had several people ask me, they say, where'd you get that? And I tell them, I said, you'll have to contact him. I said, because, you know, he don't sell them on the internet or anything that I know of. I said, but I really like the ink pens, and they said that they'd get in touch with you. I don't know if they did or not.
Well, not that I know of, but we'll be going back to that farmer's market. I was just looking on the internet here, and it's going to open, I think April 23rd is the first opening over here at the Bridgeway place, the place I call the castle over here on the side of 385. Going down here toward Simpsonville from Woodruff Road, going toward Simpsonville on 385. You'll see it down there at the Bridgeway station, they call it. They'll have a farmer's market down there starting April 23rd. It's on a Thursday, and they do it from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday evenings. And that'll run on up until fall sometime. And I do hope to get in there with my pens and things this time. I was not able to get in there last year. But hopefully that I'll get in there this time so they can come over there and see me, and we'll fix them right up there. Over.
Oh, you will. I did not. Well, I knew about that farmer's market down there, but I've never been. I'll have to come down there and see you. And that's on Thursdays, you said, from 4 to 8?
That's right. Yeah, it'll be every Thursday. Every Thursday starting, and I'm pretty sure it was April 23rd, starting then until fall. They'll have it every Thursday there, yeah. Over.
Well, I'll see if I can get down there and check that out. You know, I figured, you know, once I retired, I could get over to the Pickens flea market, you know. I'd say, well, I can go over there some. And I bet I hadn't been over there twice since I've been retired.
Yeah, I know how it is. You think you're going to do great things, you know, when you retire. Until you get retired, then you ain't got time to do nothing because there's too many other things get in the way. And but that's the way it's been, man. But I still go over to the gym 3 mornings a week and do my workout. And I got to keep going. You know how it is. I got to keep moving, man. If I don't, all this iron I got in my system here might rust up, and I won't be able to move.
I understand completely there, young man. I really do. Well, I've fallen off a little bit. I don't go as often as I did. Got to get back in the swing of things, though, but still enjoy. I said I got to get out there and get in the garden and get it ready. And I just went to the my ophthalmologist, Dan. Went to him, last week. And I've got to have a cataract taken off my eyes. And that's going to be done in March. So I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not, if that makes sense. I know it has to be done. And we'll get that taken care of. But, you know, Joy's already had that done. So I'm looking forward to it where I can see things a little better with any kind of woodworking or automotive mechanics or whatever I'm doing. I can see it a little better.
Yeah, I had to have my left one done last year. And then I went back about a week or two ago and did some laser work on the same eye. You know, it never did. When they took the cataract off, the vision still, if I closed my right eye and just looked through my left eye, it still looked a little bit fuzzy. It wasn't just exactly as clear as I thought it ought to be. So he checked it and said he thought there was a little film behind that lens that you need to take off. So we went back and got some laser work done on it a week or so ago. I think it was last week. And matter of fact, to me, it's still not any better than it was. But I guess he'll have to tell me one way or another when I go back to him and get a check. I'm supposed to go back in a month. So a couple more weeks, I'll be back over there, and we'll see what he says about it then. Over.
The way I look at it, you know, our bodies are telling us that we're not the age we think we are. And, you know, we're trying to tell our body, you know, hey, we're a lot younger than that. And our body's saying, oh, no, you ain't. So I hope when you go back that'll get taken care of and it'll clear everything up for you. I really do.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, like the old boy says on the song there, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. That don't even work anymore either. So that don't work out too good either way. So when you get, I'll be 87, I think, of my birthday. Longer and looking forward to it, but I never thought I'd live as long. If I'd known I was going to live as long, I'd have took better care of myself there. Over.
I believe that's the same thing with all of us, you know. I get to thinking back of some of the stuff that I've done, and I wonder how in the world good Lord let me live this long or why. Some of the stupid stuff I've done, I should have been dead.
You and me both, I know exactly what you're talking about. And, man, yeah, I don't deserve the beautiful, wonderful life I've got. I'll put it that way. The Lord has been good to me. Definitely good to me there, over.
Yeah, you know, it's a marvelous thing. And we a lot of us take it for granted, and which is sad. But we do it, whether we mean to or not. We might not do it intentionally, but it kind of comes out that way. But I do hope that you get that laser surgery done, and that takes care of your eye. That way you won't have to have a little fuzzy look in the morning. It'll all be clear again.
Yeah, that's right. I hope so. I hope it'll all get worked out. But yeah, and I'm not gonna hold you up. I'm gonna let you go. I just wanted to, I've been intending to holler at you. I don't know for how long, and I keep forgetting it every Wednesday night. I keep forgetting it. Well, tonight I just happened to walk back here right about 9 o'clock, and I said, "Gosh, I said, tonight is Wednesday night." I said, "The swamp rat'll be on." I said, "I gotta call Gary." So I flipped the radio on, and but it's good to hear you and good to talk to you, and hope everything's going well with you and Miss Joy both, and tell her we say hello, and when you get started in that garden out there now, don't overdo it. You know how that can, you can overdo it out there before you know it, so don't jump on it too hard, too fast, and just kind of take your time with it. And don't try to operate one of these truck gardens out there. Just do your little garden there to enjoy and eat out of. And don't worry about trying to sell it to all the grocery stores around here. They're over.
Do it. We'll take it easy. And you know, I can still do everything I used to do, but it takes me a lot longer to do it. And there's a few things that I don't do anymore because my wife asked me not to, so I don't. And I know you know how that goes. But one of these days I'm going to call you up and maybe we'll get together either before or after you go over to work out and get us a cup of coffee or something and visit for a little bit. If you see old buddy Rogers down there, tell buddy I said hello. I hadn't talked to him in a long time. And I hope he's doing good. But Dan, appreciate you talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it as always there, young man. Look forward to doing it again. We'll say 73 for now. You take care. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall. Don't have anything for the net, but glad to hear you on there. 73 all around.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4HLZ. That's Mr. Benson up there in Marshall. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Benson. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And the last one I got up on the Reg Q list tonight is KM4AIT, Mr. Vince over in Bowling Springs. Vince, appreciate you hanging in there and waiting on us. What have you been up to?
Well, evening, Gary. Good to talk to you. Always do a great job in the net, and I forgot about it with Swamp Net tonight. I'm here on the phone and here in the bin with my wife. She's over here sewing a little bit, and we've been working still, and my wife retired last year. She taught school about 35 years in elementary school, and she also plays the piano like your wife, and real musically inclined, sung and sat in the other in churches for a while, but we had a birthday today. And boy, she was good to me today. Took me to brunch, had a late breakfast and an early lunch, and then went to supper tonight. And just got back a little bit ago and sitting around, and I thought, well, I'll just check in with Gary. It's late, but I thought, well, I'll try to talk to him a few minutes. So, how you been doing, Gary?
Well, Vince, I have been uh, been doing real well. Happy birthday there, young man. I won't ask you how old you are, because you might not want to tell me. But glad you had a happy birthday and your wife was good to you. I tell you, my wife's pretty good to me every day. She gets up, and when she gets up, I've already been up a couple hours normally, and I've had my coffee and all that good stuff. And so I fix her what we call brunch. It's breakfast and kind of lunch. It's kind of between the two times that we normally eat, but I'll fix her a little something for her brunch, and then she'll fix me supper. And so I can't complain about that. If you look at me, I'm kind of almost as round as I am tall. Not quite, but I'm getting there. We got a running joke that my middle section is my expanding community.
That's pretty good, Gary. I never heard that, but that's good. Lord, for years, I loved chocolate, man, loved chocolate milk and cookies and all that. And I went to the doctor here recently and my blood sugar was at the roof. So now they got me, I got a monitor and of course I've got it back down where it's not supposed to be. So, we kind of cheated tonight, went by Cracker Barrel and got a carrot cake. And I got some, but we drank water with it, and I cheated a little bit, but I can't eat the cookies and the cakes and pies no more. And, I got over 200, I turned 62 today, and a couple of years ago, I got over 212, 14 pounds, and now I weigh about 185, so I feel a lot better.
I've lost a few pounds. I hadn't lost as much as I would like to. Back in March of 23, I had my heart attack. And Lord let me stay here for some reason. And so I've changed my diet a little bit, but I haven't lost as much weight as I would like to have. But it's easy to put on and hard to get back off. I told my wife, I said, thing I'm gonna have to do is quit drinking soft drinks and sweetened tea. And I said, I don't like unsweetened tea, so I guess I'll just have to quit drinking tea altogether and start drinking water all the time. That and my coffee. I said, I'm not gonna do away with my coffee, because when I get off the net tonight, I'll go in there and get me a cup before I go to bed.
Well, since you mentioned that, I forgot my coffee because I made me some when I got back a while ago, and now it's over sitting. I'll have to heat it back up. But, I'm glad everything went well for you. Didn't know you had a heart attack at 23. Hadn't heard about that, but, I'm glad you're doing well, Gary. As always, you do a great job. Appreciate that. And the Lord, He's got His reasons to leave us here and to help other people and all. And, Lord, up at the mountains up there, old Sid, I ain't say old Sid, but he'd laugh about it, but, he's really my, I guess you say, godfather in the radio world, and, he's helped me a whole lot over the years, and so we went, me and my wife went up there, and we saw him a couple of times, him and Miss Beverly, and I'll try my best if we can here. I'm planning to retire here in a few months, I think, and we'll be able to get that. First of all, I didn't know where you're located. I thought you live in maybe Doyle and Greenville County. I don't know where you're from.
I'm over here in Easley now, not in Easley proper. If you know anything about Greenville and Easley, if you go through Greenville city limits and you get out of Greenville city limits and you get in between Greenville and Easley on Highway 123, before you get to the Easley city limits. I live kind of out in the middle of nowhere out here. But, that's where we live. We live over in Easley in Pickens County. Just across the Saluda River, not too far from the county line over there.
Well, let me ask you this, Gary. Are you kind of familiar with both those cotton mills over in Easley? Well, there's one beside the railroad tracks over there, then there's one way out there about 15 miles down, I forgot what road it is, but there's, I'm real familiar with that area over there.
Vince, I'm not, I know of a couple of mills over in this area, but unfortunately, most of them closed now.
Yeah, they've been closed several years, but the work that I used to do was textiles, but we went, my company still does some of it, but we're an auction company now. We went over to do auctions and buy stuff and sell online. But we went over both those mills several times over the past 10 years, I guess. But my wife, we went over just recently to a lady that sells yarn, but she hadn't been over maybe 5 or 6 months.
Not yarn, quilting.
I'm sorry, quilting. Well, I guess it's yarn, but
she does cloth.
I'm sorry, not yarn, but cloth. I think like cotton mill, I think, Jerry. But anyway, we went over and she bought some quilting material, and there's a restaurant over there that's been open quite a few years called the Butterbean. And we went over there to eat the other week. And so that's kind of where I'm thinking about. But I don't know sure exactly where you're talking about. That's what you're at.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KM4AIT, Mr. Vince, over there in Bowling Springs. Well, Vince, if you were to come from Boiling Springs and you came down 85, you'd probably come down to Highway 153, maybe to get over here in Easley. I don't know, and then run over to 123 and take it on into town. But if you're on, if you were on Highway 153, coming off of 85 towards Easley, get on 123 going north toward back towards Greenville, and you come to the first traffic light there. It's that's K Drive, and you turn left on the K Drive. That's right there at the Truck World and all them cars and trucks up through there. And anyway, you turn on K Drive and come up to the stop sign, you'll turn back to the right on Latham Drive and then come down to Frontier and make a left on it. And that's where I live.
Well, I want to say that I'm familiar with 123 and that road over there. I'm really more familiar with downtown Easley because years ago, there used to be my daddy worked with textiles. He was self-employed, but he went to these different mills over there and worked on pick clocks and beams and stuff and repaired them and take them back over there. But there used to be a restaurant in the forks of the road down there, and they sold the best hot dogs that you'd ever eat. Now, it's still there, but they don't, it's a different name, I think, now. There's a guy over there lives over there, been over for years and years and years, and he used to rig some equipment out of the mills for us. And his name is Raymond Harris, and he's been over for a long time. You may not know him, but we kind of know each other through the work area, and he lives over there too. So, but anyway, we'll mess around if we can. Get some time maybe here in the near future and meet up somewhere over there or whatever, maybe halfway or something like that. And like you say, have a cup of coffee and meet one another one of these days. But anyway, Gary, I know you're tired. You've done a great job as always and enjoyed it tonight. And we'll try our best to remember to get back in here with you again pretty soon now as you at this year.
Anytime you're headed over this way, holler at me. I can give you my phone number if you want it, or you can holler at me on the radio. I listen most of the time. I don't talk a lot on it during the day, but it's on here around here someplace. And if y'all are over in this direction, give us a holler. Or if you want to meet somewhere between here and there, that'd be fine, too. I wouldn't mind driving up Bowling Springs. I hadn't been up there in a long, long time. And matter of fact, excuse me, Calvin and Brenda live up in Shelby. Hadn't heard from them in a long time either. I don't know if they're still with us or not, but we met at a restaurant up there in Chesney. They drove from Shelby down to Chesney, and we drove up from Easley, and we met Calvin and Brenda up there at the restaurant. But we'd love to meet you out there somewhere and sit down and have a cup of coffee and just chew the fat just a little bit. I always enjoy meeting the folks on the radio. But if you're ever over in this direction, just give us a holler, and we'll get back with you, and we'll go from there.
Okay, Garrett, sounds good. I appreciate it, and we'll try our best to do that. Look forward to it. All right, Garrett, we'll let you go. Thanks again for the great job you always do, and hope Miss George's doing well, and y'all take care. KM4AIT will be clear.
Hey, Vince, we'll say 73 for now. And if your wife does quilting, I tell you what, that is I love a good warm quilt. We've got one that we keep on our guest bed. Don't ever have many people stay over, but it's a handmade quilt, and I love those things. They are really pretty, and there's a lot of love and labor goes into making a quilt. But tell your wife we said hello, and y'all take care, and we'll say 73 to you for now. Enjoyed it, Vince, and look forward to doing it again. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. This is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Lima Tango. My name is Al Alpha Lima. I'm portable here in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative, Gary.
DOS. Gary, it's Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jackal and Rocky. Thought I had no scan, and didn't. I looked up, wondering where he's at. Wasn't no scan. Check me out, man. Y'all have a good one.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. LT. That's Mr. Al. He's portable over here in Easley tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Hope you are doing well. And KJ4BKI. That's Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Good signal as always from Rock Hill, Jack. Appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Yes. DOS KX4YM, what's going on this Saturday, Gary?
I don't know what all's going on this Saturday. We got VE testing. We'll be at the Red Cross building at 940 Grove Road over there. And me and a bunch of other volunteer examiners are going to be over there, and hopefully we have some new folks come in and take their test, and maybe somebody to upgrade or something of that nature. But other than that, I really don't know what else might be going on. You got any ideas?
I figure, what time are you guys starting tomorrow, or Saturday?
9 o'clock. Scott, over at 940 Grove Road. Over across from the VA hospital at the Red Cross building.
Civilized hour on a Saturday, and, well, I may swing by and join you there, and I'll put out the word to a couple of guys that I know are studying for their test. Hope to see you then there, bud.
I look forward to it, and hope your buddies can make it and get over there, and if they don't have a ticket, let them get their tickets and get on the air with us. Have some fun.
DOS KX4YM, appreciate the chat, and 73's Bud, and looking forward to Saturday. KX4YM clear.
Well, again, tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. So that's going to about wrap it up. So I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll finish closing the net out. By the time I submitted my net report, my computer went crazy. Telling me the site can't be reached, but I know it can. We'll give it a minute to come back up, but in the meantime, I go ahead and tell you folks, we had a total of 83 tonight. Great net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. That checked in with me. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. It finally popped up. Let me see if it will let resubmit it. Folks, 83. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, y'all are the ones that make the net. You know, enjoyed all the rag chew we had tonight. Had just a real enjoyable net. I really enjoyed it. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.